Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Foot is stuck.
No, it's okay. I'll just... Don't pull. I don't want you to break anything.
I'm partial to my foot, too.
I know. Just stay for a second. Let me just...
Yeah.
I need something to wedge it off. This is a huge piece.
What, you're wedging off my foot?
No, I'm wedging off the piece of rock on your foot.
Okay. All right. Fine. I'm sorry. I'm panicking a little bit.
You're supposed to be the smart one. Okay. All right. Do we have, like, a piece of wood or, I don't know, What can I use as a wedge? Think. Use your beautiful brain, Bartholomew.
Okay. Well, using my beautiful brain, I'm looking at myself on the inside, and I think I'm in shock. I think I have all the symptoms of shock, and I'm gonna go ahead and be in shock.
Okay, sure.
And let you do your thing.
It's okay. Let me play with your mustache for a second. Everything's fine.
What?
Okay.
What? No.
No. Shush.
It's not a cure for shock.
Shush. Mustache.
What? That's
mustache crazy.
Surprisingly soothing.
There you go.
Oh. Where am I? Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
It has been an age since I've heard that word. Hello. A greeting.
Greetings.
Greetings to you.
Where are you?
I am here. Around you. Open your mouth. Feel me.
Oh,
yes.
That
slight metallic tang, that is I.
Oh, it's quite metallic. Ooh. Oh, hell, whoa, I'm
yes.
Bloating.
Oh.
I'm bloating.
Oh, no, sir, sir, not too much. Not too much, not too soon. Oh. I have been here for longer than I can be measured. I have been waiting.
Wait. Here in this field outside the base where I fell asleep?
Yes. A millennia. Thousands of millennia ago, this place was populated so densely by my kind.
Your kind? Wait, you... Are you this, like, mist I see?
You're very astute.
Oh, thank you.
In fact, I will take that as a name, Mist I see. You can call me Mist I see.
Mist I see?
Mist I see.
I named you!
Yes, don't wear it out, though. Just not too frequently.
Right. Okay.
Missed I see.
Okay, Bartholomew, just stay here, stroke your own mustache, and I'm just gonna...
No, you do it so well.
No, Bartholomew, I see some light through the rubble. I'm going to crawl and see if that... if there's anything I can get to release your foot, okay?
Beatrix.
And stroke your mustache, okay?
Okay.
And breathe.
It's not the same as when you do it.
Okay.
Stay inside.
I need to help Bartholomew, okay? And we can't stay in here. We'll die. We're going to suffocate. We'll run out of air. Bartholomew, everything's fine. We're not going to run out of air. Al, we are going to run out of air.
Al has some panic in his voice. Should I be going back into shock?
No. No, everything's fine. Okay, Al, just... I'm sorry. Just give me 1 second.
Wait, no. Oh, God, no.
Ow, my arm. Oh, it's fine. Oh, just a little blood. It's okay. Okay. Oh, my God. Ah, the sun's so bright. Oh, God, I haven't... Oh, the air's so fresh. Oh, I haven't been outside in... Oh, God, how long has it been? Anyway, trees, wood, something.
Hi, Beatrix.
Bob!
Hi, down here.
Bob, how did
down
you...
Down here.
How did you get outside?
I don't know. I just woke up out here. Say hi to my friend, Miss Dicey.
Hello. Hello, it is I, Miss Dicey.
What is happening? What is going on?
I can understand your confusion.
I named him.
He named me, and your name, sir, what is your name?
Sir?
Oh, she's a she. Her, Beatrix.
Ah, you are gendered, are you?
Yeah.
In my people, we are one. We have no gender. We reproduce by splitting into smaller, cohesive clouds, and then meeting up in kind of a, what you would call a disco-like environment, mingling with each other, recombining, and then separating again. Endlessly.
He goes on a bit, Beatrix, but he seems quite nice. And look, you can suck him in and blow him out.
Hey, we just met. Don't not too fast on the sucking in and blowing out.
Sorry. Sorry, I'm not sure.
My high right now, is this an oxygen high? Because I just came out from underground from who knows how long. Am I hallucinating?
You are not hallucinating.
Listen,
I am real as you. I wish to... become part of your collective. I am alone here, you see. Will you allow me to join your merry band of adventurers?
Come on, Beatrix, come on. We haven't had a pet in so long.
I'm not sure I would define him as a pet. I mean, he seems like a pretty intelligent life form. I'm not sure that putting him in that category is appropriate. But, listen, can you just both, just hang out for... 1 second. Al, what the hell is going on?
Beatrix?
Oh, Bartholomew!
Beatrix, I'm still stroking, but I'm getting the impression that you've no longer dedicated yourself to the task of saving me.
No,
I'm starting to panic again.
No, Bartholomew, do not panic. Just stroke your mustache, and if that doesn't work, just breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, and if a cloud comes down there and tries to tell you to breathe it in, maybe just take a second and plug your nose, but everything's fine. Listen.
It's just, I can hear everything through the communicator. It sounds like you're pet shopping more than Bartholomew saving now.
No. I am dedicated to finding this stick or something to get you. I'm sorry. Everybody just calm down, okay? Beatrix needs a second. Okay.
I have heard that you are in some kind of predicament. Could I be of any assistance?
Well, I mean, unless, you know, you can take some kind of form that can lift a rock and lift up Bartholomew from the rubble that is beneath us currently, then I'm not sure.
That's surprising that you should say that, because that is exactly what I can do.
Huh?
I can take many forms. As a gaseous, cohesive entity, I can also phase shift to become what you would call liquid. It's more of, I don't know, kind of slime, I guess you'd call it in your vernacular, slimy. But, you know, let's not label things. I'm liquid, all right? And then, with enough concentration and your help, I can become very, very, very solid.
Ooh.
Yes, I thought...
The way you said that last part, that was that was a lot.
I think I overstepped a little bit in my description of how solid I would become.
You are... We have just met.
I know, I understood.
You know, that...
Makes sense,
wow.
Makes sense. You know,
okay,
what?
Well,
I guess there's no word in my language for sorry, but if there was, I would say that.
You could just say sorry.
I don't understand. I don't understand what that means.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Bartholomew! Al! Hey! Hey! Sorry, you go ahead. Just because I'm stuck doesn't mean I should get the floor first.
Oh, I'm just saying, I'm also just freaking out right now. I'm not airtight. The whole point is I should be an airtight facility. And there's a big old hole in my side right now, and that's not good.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Freaking out is a reasonable reaction.
Yes, I agree.
Beatrix is all, oh, just stay calm. And then she's going and having a one-sided conversation. She's speaking, and then there's a long, long pause in the communicator, and then she speaks again.
What?
This is certainly a time to panic, and I'm not sure mustache stroking is the answer for us.
Bartholomew, you have no idea how much I wish you could ambulate right now. Move your limbs. And
yeah.
Close up that hole.
Yeah, the feeling's mutual.
Beatrix? Beatrix, I've lost our friend.
What do you mean you've lost him? He's a...
I don't know, I don't feel him around me anymore out here.
Oh, it just got cold.
Here I am.
Oh!
It is me.
Oh, you move fast.
That signature metallic tang in your mouth, that's me. Don't panic, it's slightly coppery. It's okay, though.
Ooh.
I'm here to help your friend.
No, I like coppery. I used to take Monopoly pieces that were made of metal, and I'd put them in my mouth and suck on them because they tasted really nice.
What is this Monopoly?
Oh, it's a board game?
Yeah.
It's a thing that you do together to either build camaraderie or tear friendships apart.
Wow.
There's not really a lot of gray area.
Oh, that sounds fascinating.
Well,
yeah, I think I've lost him, Beatrix. Oh, well.
Listen.
Who needs my help? Miss Dicey is here to help.
Miss Dicey. Okay. Well, I'm Beatrix.
Hello.
Nice to have you inside me, I guess.
Well,
that's not a sentence I thought I'd say today.
No. No.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, considering that we've become so formally acquainted, I suppose, would you mind helping Bartholomew, like, leaving my essence and going down into the... You could probably hear him if he screams, bloody murder, because he's quite terrified right now. So,
yes.
If you could help
yes,
him...
Yes, of course, of course. All he needs to do is make a repetitive sound, something like a sonar that I can echolocate him with. So if he makes a small repetitive sound, I can follow that sound to him.
Bartholomew, getting this?
And stroke. And stroke.
Oh, that's good.
And stroke.
That is good.
And stroke.
Oh, yes. Oh, stroke. The thickness of his bristles is attracting
stroke.
You.
Stroke.
Here I come.
Stroke.
Keep stroking.
Stroke. Stroke.
No, no, slow down.
Ooh.
Slow down. Slow down.
Oh.
I don't want to find you too fast.
Stroke.
All right, here I come.
Stroke.
Seeping through every crevasse.
Bartholomew.
Stroke.
I hope you find these sirens and lights soothing. It's really soothing for me.
Stroke.
Ah,
stroke.
Bartholomew, I see you.
Stroke? Stroke?
Yes, you can stop stroking now. I'm right in front of you.
Oh.
Or finish stroking. Take one more stroke, just for old time's sake.
Stroke.
There we are. Now, I am here to help you. You may be put off by my form, or shall I say lack of form. But I am going to
Bartholomew, wait. This guy is bonkers bad news.
What is your basis for that, Al?
The whole reason the base is built is because of this cloud monster.
What? The base...
So, it has come out at last, is it? This base was formed to keep my kind at bay. And we suffered, we perished on the outside without hosts to occupy. So, the truth is out. Bartholomew, you shall be my greatest conquest. Part your lips, Bartholomew. Part your lips and let Miss Dicey in. Let Miss Dicey in.
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. With special guest, Lee Smart. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the support us link at civilizedpod.com.
But I am going to take... Yes? What is it?
What? No, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Okay.
Please, carry on.
I was about to lay...
I'm a little unsettled.
Okay, I don't... Listen, all right, I'll talk and then you talk.
It seems reasonable.
It does seem reasonable.
This guy is bonkers bad news.
What is your basis?
What is my basis?
For that, Al?
Oh,
I mean,
I thought you were talking to me. Who are you speaking with?
No, not you. Hang on. Here, maybe we could get like a talking stone or something and we could pass it around for when it's our turn to speak.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
It begins, as terrible things often do, with a knife.
People of Hirta, chosen children of the night, a lost soul has come to us.
I'm not sure if I can do this.
It's always better if you just do it quick.
You came to St. Kilda to escape your past, but the past isn't so easy to outrun.
You always say you're changing, but underneath you're just the same.
She was a child, Lockie.
You liar!
Did you really believe this community would accept you?
I think you're meant to be here.
A little bird told me that you're a liar.
All of this, it comes with a cost, Lockie.
Did you really believe you could find redemption?
The time for excuses is over.
The Secret of St. Kilda, available wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to Season 1 now, and remember, there is no change without sacrifice.